Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
I'm back with Jaime Gonzalez, the president and CEO of Antillos and Anglo. And as you know, in this program, we try to give experiences that people have, my guests have, and I have had in dealing with conflicting situations, situations of stress. And when you think back in your career here at Anglo, what was the most difficult moment in terms of stress and conflict that you confronted, and how did you confront it, and what were the results?
I think the first one I ever experienced here when I came to Antilles was right after Hurricane Andrew, which hit Florida in 1992. And so when we, as an insurance company, right after that event, tried obtaining reinsurance, it was very, very difficult. We had difficult problems placing our treaties, our contracts. And so when you cannot place your reinsurance, it becomes difficult, because if you don't have the backing from the reinsurers, you cannot offer insurance to insurers here in Puerto Rico to be able. So it was very, very difficult for us in 1993 to be able to place the reinsurance on our contracts. And that's what we refer to as a hard market. The hard market, when it was very, very hard, prices really went up. Capacity in terms of reinsurance capacity was very difficult to obtain. When I say capacity, people, reinsurers wanted to support your program. So that was very, very difficult.
And your pitch, and in order to persuade them, what were the more important arguments or pitches that you made to the reinsurer to convince them to stay with you, right, or to come with you if they weren't with you before?
We were very fortunate that we were able to place our contracts, most of our contracts. I mean, we had some what we call some little black holes. I mean, there were some small gaps where we couldn't place. If we were maybe on a layer, we were able to place 98% of the layer, but there was a 2% layer we couldn't place, so we had to retain it.
Right.
And every layer had little small gaps, but they were much smaller gaps than what we thought were happening to other insurance companies in Puerto Rico, because reinsurers look at Antilles, I believe, a bit different. They know we're a small company, conservative, very manageable company. Our track record for many years have been a very, very positive track record with reinsurance companies. They knew who the management team was, and so they supported us. I think we were able to obtain more support than what I thought some of our peers were able to obtain from other reinsurance companies. So it taught us a lesson going forward that, in difficult times, relationships are very important. And it happened to us a few years, after Andrew, we had Hurricane George's. And Hurricane George's was not such a big event as Hurricane Andrew. But relationships are very, very important with reinsurers. I mean, right now, for example, Antilles Insurance Company has the longest relationship with, for example, Lloyd's of London. We are Antilles Insurance Company has the most experienced company, not experienced, but has the longest relationship with Lloyd's of London, constantly every year. I mean, there are companies that insured themselves with London. But they're Lloyd's of London, but they've left Lloyd's of London.
Right.
We have been the most consistent company, or longest company, insuring ourselves with Lloyd's of London.
Did you start with from the very beginning in 68, or you?
Since 68.
And did you have a relationship with Lloyd's and Anglo in some way as an agent?
As an agent. But mostly as Antilles Insurance Company. I can't think of the phrase, but we are the longest insurance company with a relationship in Lloyd's of London, consistent since 1968. Every time I go to Lloyd's of London, they value that. They know that. Even Lloyd's of London has gone through some difficult times. Back in the mid 1990s, there was when Hurricane Andrew hit, and I think it was Katrina also in 1998 or 95. No, Katrina was in 2005. I'm thinking of the mid 2000. In 2005, Lloyd's of London went through a very difficult time where people thought Lloyd's of London was not going to survive. We stayed with them. And they value that. The fact that we stayed with them and we reinsured with them, they value those types of relationships.
Right, right. And one of the difficulties, because I've been on the other side, I'm a shareholder of the company, but sometimes, well, thank God, knock on wood, I have not had very many claims. I think the only claim I had was a stolen second emergency motor, which was about $1,200. I've had very little, thank God. But the difficult time that as a CEO has is when these
moments come where, especially the hurricane or on an individual case, the person comes who you have a relationship with, dealing with that person in terms of their insurance. That's where the rubber hits hits the road. How do you delegate that, or do you handle it personally? And how do you handle those difficult negotiations as the insurance either broker sometimes or right. as the insurance company handling owning the insurance?
No, when we've had catastrophes, I've had to involve myself directly. I mean, I think we all the officers in this company become insurance adjusters. We don't have an insurance license, adjusters license. But we could become insurance adjusters where we support the claims department. And we're very much hands-on on each and every claim that comes into this office, whether it's commercial lines or personal lines. We try to make sure that we look at them individually, each claim has its merits. And we try to be as flexible as we can. We know they're very difficult times, and we need to get Puerto Rico back on track. And insurance is one of the engines that drives an economy. So we want to, if you have a policy with us or we want to make sure that we try to look at your claim and investigate your claim and we try to try to resolve that claim in a way that both the client, the broker, and ourselves are happy.
And you have your reinsurance company also,
reinsurance,
right?
You're dealing
with the client on the other side. You're dealing with the broker of that client, who's kind of in between.
Right.
You're dealing with a reinsurance company, and you're dealing with your stockholders, your responsibility, your company.
Exactly.
You can't be overly, generous. You have to be fair, yet you can't go overboard because you have your stockholders and all your family expecting their dividends next month.
Right.
I
think the word is fair. You have to be fair. To look at each and every claim, and you have to be fair to your reinsurers and to your insureds, and it's difficult. I mean, sometimes brokers or insureds feel like you were not, when you settled the claim or when you investigated, you weren't fair, and so that's where you have to get involved. Make sure that you explain those why you took such and such action and why you made this decision, and hopefully you'll be able to satisfy maybe not all of them, but most of them.
Would you say that the most important thing is dar la cara, to confront, not confront, because that sounds like, but to listen to the person, to talk to the person, to explain to the person where you're coming from and what's your decision and why your decision, and then not delegate to someone else, not to hide, not to deal with it.
One of the first things we do when we have a catastrophe in this office is we pick up the phone and we try to call our clients before they call us to see if they're okay, if they need anything. If we can assist them with whether it's an adelanto, an upfront payment, to handle all the immediate needs, we try to, and you can only do that with a manageable company.
I mean, right.
When you have a company that doesn't have so many insurers, you can pick up the phone and have a list and call your most important clients and let them know, hey, we're here. Do you need us? What can we do for you? This is before they even have submitted a claim or have even called you.
Right.
I think those are some of the things that we do differently in this company because we're a very manageable company. We have a manageable amount of insureds. So, and our claims department, to be honest with you, I don't mind them sitting back and reading the newspaper. I think if they're doing that, I'm okay. I mean, that means that when a call comes in, they're ready to handle that call and provide service. I mean, we're here to provide service. And the only way we provide service is through a claim. Because insurance is an intangible product.
Right, right.
It's a piece of paper. So
it's a relationship and
so
and
service
personal.
Is all.
And talk to me about how the company has run itself in terms of its board. I guess one of the things I have noticed over the years is you do have family members, but you have brought in as members of the board people from outside the family. So,
right.
And you always maintain Jose Enrique, and I imagine your grandfather too. I maintain matters in a very formal way.
Right.
How is the company run in terms of the board and that you brought in and how do you run the thing?
Well, we have annual board meetings. They're annual. They're once a year. We have to have an annual board meeting for all three companies, a separate board meeting. And right now we're 9 members of the board, and I'd say 40% of those board members are outside board outside directors. So we want to make sure that we have a good amount of outside board directors that can offer us a different perspective. Whether it's, you know, some of them are lawyers, some of them are other businessmen, and we can share in experiences that they've had.
And they're the same board members in all three companies.
All three, yeah. All the same board members. And we have to meet every year, especially Antilles, which is the insurance company. We're regulated by the insurance commissioner's office, so we have to have at least one board meeting a year.
And Antilles, do you have more than one board meeting a year?
Just one board meeting. One for Anglo, one for Antilles, and one for Ochoa. We could have more, but things are, run the way they're supposed to run. If we had a more, in other words, our operations are running very smoothly. So one meeting a year, I think, is sufficient.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Jaime, I wanna thank you for joining me. We run out of time, and I wanna congratulate you for what the family has achieved. In this company, and it's a prestigious company. I hope my listeners use Anglo and Antilles if they haven't. I hope they take a look at it. It is a company that I'm very proud of, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, Jorge, for having me on your program.